Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Welcome to another edition of Monstrous Radio, where you can hear the hottest independent music in the world, and a couple remixes play. So, what we do around here is, we do interviews, play the hottest music, and we show got the hottest host.
Yeah.
So, let's go ahead and get into it. So go on, kick back, get you a drink, do what you do,
yeah,
and enjoy the show.
Let go.
Where you at? Where you at? Where you at? Where you at?
Atlanta.
Where you at?
Family.
Where you at?
New York.
Where you at?
Yeah.
Monstrous Radio.
It feels good.
We ran through all the bottles, we ran through all the models, we knocked off all the horns, we pushed them to the throttle. We put sticks in these holes, get money became the motto. My nigga, this all hustle, my nigga, this ain't the lotto. I came through in the rain, hopped out in my thing, spit some bars of game, but niggas, they felt my pain. It wasn't just always ballin', it wasn't just gripping grain. We started off on a buck, but ended up on a plane. Now we bossed up, diamond necks crossed up, shooters on deck, so please don't cross up. Pull up at the club, these haters like all shucks. These boys be looking mad, they hold some starstruck. When we showed up and showed out, man, it feel good to have a carpet rolled out. And bro, it's not a game, it's about to be a blow. I would better know we paid you before you open your mouth. Cause nigga, now we bossed up, bossed up, bossed up. Man, we bossed up, bossed up, bossed up. Man, we bossed up, bossed up, bossed up. Many bitches ain't checking for you, they watch us. Man, we bossed up, bossed up, bossed up. Man, we bossed up, bossed up, bossed up. Man, we bossed up, bossed up, bossed up. Little nigga, they ain't checking for you, they watch us. Man, we bossed up.
When these hoes ain't speak, cause I ain't had no dough. And these boys ain't wanna hang around, cause I fell off and I was broke for head. It's on again. I got drank in my cup and strong in the wind. I ain't tripping buying bottles for all my friends. Got a section in a pocket full of Benjamin. Man, it go down. We don't do no pump smoking when we blow pounds. $100,000 whips when we roll rhymes. Gotta watch out for the jackets, got the 4 pounds. Man, we headed to the money, can't slow down. We sold out. Man, it feel good to have a carpet rolled out. And bro, it's not a game, it's about to be a blow. I would better know we paid you before you open your mouth. Cause nigga, now we bossed up, bossed up, bossed up. Man, we bossed up, bossed up, bossed up. Man, we bossed up, bossed up, bossed up. Many bitches ain't checking for you, they watch us. Man, we bossed up, bossed up, bossed up. Man, we bossed up, bossed up, bossed up. Man, we bossed up, bossed up, bossed up. Little nigga, they ain't checking for you, they watch us. Man, we bossed up.
Don't need no hesitation.
What up?
You need to be in.
Be in.
Just don't bring your man.
I've been thinking about making love to you. Oh, let me turn the music up. Champagne, baby, let me fill your cup. DJ, baby, I'ma D you up.
Monster is Radio Podcast, the party that's going on Sunday through Friday. Pull up. And you know what? You can bring your man, you can bring your woman, as long as y'all got a party going on with the Monstars. And that would be DJ Monster, Jazzy B, and Miss Unbelievable, also known as DJ Litty Lit. It's Karma Cafe, where the hood couch is open. You got a problem? We can hood solve them. Call us up, vent about it. We should be able to help you out as hood as possible. The sponsors for the show are the Solo Me Speaks, SoloMeSpeaks.com, Monster US Apparel at MonsterUSApparel.GoDaddySites.com, Picasso Painting, Elite Slave Management, and eMonster.com. If you want to check us out, you can go to our website, www.monstarradio.com. That's M-O-N-S-T-A-R-Z radio.com. And you can have over there, you can listen to our online streaming radio 24/7. Yes, yes. We're going to do a little things differently today. Usually the Solo Me Speaks speaks in the beginning. Well, we're going to put the Solo Me Speaks in the middle because right now we have our Artist of the Week Spotlight, which is eMonster, and his song we're going to play right now is Freeway. Then we're going to come back and we're going to do some Who's Bumping Who, Who's Getting Fat, just a little bit. We're going to just change some things around, just a little bit, not too much. It all just makes sense tonight. It's vent session. I got some things to vent about myself. Call us, call me up. Call us up, y'all. 563-999-3411. My mom's star should be here, but until then, it's just DJ Litty Lit getting it in with eMonster Freeway. Let's get it. Let's go. Karma.
In your eyes, the color of love.
Yeah, I'm digging it.
Yeah, yeah. In your eyes, the color of love.
Yeah.
In your eyes, the color of love.
Let me turn left right here.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There go that
instant. In your eyes, the color of love.
And in the back, yeah. The sunroof open, yeah. Driving down the freeway. Eyes real low, just singing my song. Diamond in the back with the sunroof open, driving down the freeway. Eyes real low, just singing my song.
Driving
down the freeway.
riding down by 9-4, getting my head done by chick we call pulling head. She cocked the shotgun. I'm puffing on some bros, doing 50 bows to stay on the low. The super mode, cruising a photo. You know how it goes, bro. When you live in the hood, where you wild out so much, you need a chance to feel good. So I hit the freeway, the E-way, and mob on out. Turn up the bump, take a puff, and zone on out. And just push.
Diamond in the back with the sunroof open. Eyes real low, just singing my song.
Driving down the freeway.
Diamond in the back with the sunroof open.
Driving down the freeway.
Eyes real low, just singing my song.
Driving down the freeway.
On cruise control, watching the world go by slow. Looking back like you pop through my rear view, yo. Continue to relax, continue to kick back like Apollo. Pump that, and I'm smooth like Cadillac. Ain't nothing like air shot, and letting your face knock. Turn it up just a notch and bump that hip hop. Now some folks do other things, relax their mind. But for mine, get in the whip, dip and drive, and just push.
Diamond in the back with the sunroof open.
Driving down the freeway.
Eyes real low, just singing my song. Diamond in the back with the sunroof open. Eyes real low, just singing my song.
Yeah, he's very talented. If you guys want to hear more of his music, go to emonster.com. So I just want to get on some the Who's Bumping Who because it has touched me. Tamar Braxton, Kanye West, and August Alsina. These two have kind of they got me thinking. You know, especially with the mental health issues and the bipolar and the sickness and the one in committing suicide has me thinking, you know what I mean, of Kim and how she's trying to protect her family at all costs. Kim has refused to do the show that she has, you know, the Kim Kardashian show that's popular and that's famous, and show Kanye's breakdown. She's like, no, we're not doing that. And she's protecting her kids as well. But to be clear, Kim is a businesswoman. She publicly launched the pics because, you know, yesterday when I was on here, well, no, excuse me, Tuesday, we were talking about Kim and Meek and Kanye and how they were talking about that Kim and Meek, you know, had a private lunch and they were meeting up and Kanye was very upset about that. Well, Kim posted a picture that has them in a restaurant with some other folks there. Showing that it was clear that it was just a meeting. What's unclear is Kanye saying he's been trying to divorce Kim ever since he's been off the rails since South Carolina. He raised the issue of divorce several times. Meek responded on Twitter, and he's like, shit is crappy, come on. In other words, this is BS, don't get started. The family and friends are deeply upset and concerned about Kanye and how to deal with his bipolar episodes. Bipolar is nothing to not, you know, make fun of. It's a mental disorder that causes unusual shifts in moods, energy, and activity levels. Bipolar people frequently displays extreme intense and disturbing emotional states. They're extremely happy at one time, extremely depressed. They're moody. But bipolar can be treated with medication. A lot of people don't like it. Bipolar is a hormonal imbalance. It has triggers. Usually the triggers are from abuse, mental stress, a significant loss, a traumatic event, sometimes PTSD. Can set it off. Bipolar usually don't go away. It's required lifetime counseling. It's acquired lifetime. Medication can be treated, psychotherapy, a combination of both. Why? Because you're dealing with emotions and you're dealing with moods. A bipolar person, they're hard to fall in love with because you have to be able to deal with the mood swings and understand the mood swings and not have the mood swings as your issue. It's not your issue. Your issue there is to be there while they're going through. Don't throw stones. Protect all those around you. So I'm looking at Kim, and Kim is protecting her man at all costs, even though he's out there, you know, doing all kind of stuff. But she's like, hold on, I'm protecting what's mine. And I commend her for that. And the same thing with Tamar. I think Tamar has had a whole bunch of traumatic things in place. She's not considered bipolar, but her manic situations, I'm not to say I'm going to be a therapist or, you know, a psychologist or even a psychotherapist and say that's what's going on. But you can see with the attempt suicide and all the things that we see on TV about her that it may be a possibility that this could happen. And the family is upset about the singer's boyfriend mentioning wet TV drama. The audio of the 911 call of Tamar Braxton's alleged suicide attempt surfaced, and the family isn't happy about it. And David was heard detailing the beef with WE TV seeking medical attention for unconscious girlfriend. The Braxton family believes this is more support to prove that he was the one and only one who had issues with the video in the pilot of Coming Up. Dave was upset about being portrayed as controlling and demanding in the teaser of the episode of Get Your Life. And as a result, Tamar was upset about the tabloid reports that he has an influence over her emotions. The outlet claims the singer told the reality star she had a change in attitude since she's been with her. Her mood swings are aligned with emotion, and David is involved in her business decisions. Once again, here we go talking about the mood swings. And as you know, Tamar Braxton has had several mood swings, as we've seen on TV. And once again, brought on by abuse, mental stress, a significant loss, or some traumatic event. Okay, so let's just talk about the abuse that, you know, most people have. And the abuse is sexually, physically, emotionally, mentally. And when that usually happens, you're like, oh my God, how your mind somehow, you know, splits to protect itself from ever feeling that hurt or abuse again. Mental stress, that can kill your body by itself. The word stress itself. I'm a witness. I am a poster child. I used to be a poster child for stress, okay? I stressed out so much, my doctor was like, woman, if you do not stop stressing, you are going to die. So I understand what it means to have abuse. I understand what it has to mental stress. I understand to have significant loss. There was a year that 22 people passed away And now I think how I deal with the environmental factors, and I'm not saying I'm bipolar, I'm just saying how I deal with, you know, different things, is I become numb. Some people can't become numb. Some people, you know, can't get past that depressive mood, that depressive attitude, that depressiveness. And it's easy to be depressed. It's easy to have anxiety because of how your energy is and how you're out of touch with some things, and how your brain structure and the chemistry and everything, your chemical imbalance and all those things that goes on. And you have high energy sometimes. I had high energy. I mean, bipolarness, you may even have it and you don't even know it. But it's not like it's a bad thing, because it can be helped. It can be dealt with. Get a life coach. Like I said, get therapy. Get combination of medications. Eat healthy. Pray. Have a relationship with God. All those things that will help you with your depressive episodes. Low motivation, loss of interest in daily activities, low energy, a need for sleep, loss of touch with reality. All these things, if I'm touching on some of these things and you may be going through, get on the phone and call a doctor, a therapist. We may be going through COVID, and COVID may be or causing some triggers that you know none of. You may need to seek a good treatment regimen. You may need to talk with somebody, because bipolar is not going away overnight. And a lot of doctors don't diagnose you with that because they may say, oh, you're depressing, or you got anxiety, and they give you those medications. However, if it's beyond that, and you're suicidal and they don't go away, like if this is an ongoing thing, you need to go check it out. When I look at August, I've seen an AA, and I look at him and I be like, stuff. He went through some stuff. He's not bipolar. He has another medical condition. But it's like they rose above it. And when you look at your family and you look at those who are around you, make sure you have those who are willing to protect you at all cost, and not willing to give up on you, and are willing to stand in your corner, and no matter what, no matter what it looked like, you are the one that they can call on. Because all really that will help a bipolar person, or who will help anyone, is to have that protector, that person that they know that through thick and thin they are protected. Because usually what happens when abuse happens, or when something traumatic or a significant loss, the protection of that person is what you desire, and what has lost, or the memory, or something that has triggered that to make you say, oh, I can't make it. I'm back low again. But then when they're high, they're high. They're the loveliest people to be around. But when they're low, protect them. Protect their mind, protect their spirit, protect their soul. Go to prayer, go to worship, go do all that stuff that will keep them grounded while they're going through their episode. And don't make fun of them, because everybody has a story. I'm Vincent, yeah, I'm on the couch. Everybody has a story. Everybody may not be able to make it through. That's why suicide rate is so high. That's why depression is so high, anxiety is so high, and bipolar is so high, schizophrenic is so high, because we as a people, we want to make fun. We want to talk about folks. We want to laugh. We want to have our comments that are so negative. We want to keep them bound. But I'm telling you guys, that's not the key. Love and being a protective friend, been that protective voice, been that protective spirit, as crazy as we think Kanye is, and as I don't know how people feel about Kim, but Kim is she's holding her family down. I commend you, Kim, because on top of it all, you're saying my husband is having a bipolar episode. And if y'all know anything about bipolar, and if y'all know anything about what y'all need to do, time is to check in, check up, and check on them. If you know anybody who's dealing with depressive or bipolar, check in, check on them, and stay with them. All right? That's my venting session. And then y'all will hear me doing my spoken word in a minute, but I just needed to vent. I needed to just let y'all know that Tamar, AA, you know, he's creating. They're creating. So once they're creating, they're releasing it. They got to release it. They got to release it somehow. And so we're going to hear a whole bunch of songs. We're going to see a whole bunch of things from Kanye. But understand their creativeness and their unbalance is how they become balanced again. So if you have bipolar, find something creative to do. Find people around you that's being supportive. Get your protective friend and stay with them. Protective friend, do a check-in, check-up, and check-on. I'm serious. Why? Because it is important so that they can live and they can live long and that they don't feel like they're some person who is not worthy of love, not worthy of family, not worthy of friends, not worthy of being alive. You guys are. And so with that, I'm going to play some John Legend, You Move, I Move, and some others after that. And then you guys are here, the Soul of Me Speaks. Comma Cafe, y'all. I just had to vent for a second. I got some more Who's Bumping Who, Who's Getting Fat right after this. We live, y'all. Karma Cafe, Hood Couch, Vent Session.
I don't need words, you don't need to say it. Go with the feeling, and I'll do the same. Oh, that's how this works. I put you first, you're twisting your turns. I wanna learn. When I'm lost, you give me order. Pull me back and push me forward. Take me in and hold me. Hold me closer, I'll follow you up and over. You control me fast and slow. When you move, I move.
If you ever hurt, then I'm gonna bleed. But I'll pick you up and put you back on your feet. Oh, that's how this works. I put you first. Yeah, I do for you what you want me to.
When I'm lost, you give me order. Pull me back and push me forward. Take me in and hold me. Hold me closer, I'll follow you up and over. You control me fast and slow. When you move, I move. Somebody like I do. Oh, I can't believe that I found someone.
Wherever you're going,
I'm going too.
Second, in the loving memory of Justin Onia Harris, and for all those who are struggling with some type of mental illness or some type of something, we have 1 second, you guys. Imagine this. Everyone is given 1 second in life. It's roughly 1/60 of a minute, which is 1/60 of an hour, which is about 1/12 of a time between sunrise and sunset in the blink of an eye. In a blink of an eye, that 1 second can change your life. You're either on the sunrise or sunset of your life. To know someone can take away your 1 second, it's breathtaking, painstaking, agony of fear. That 1 second given unto you can instantly be snatched away. I know someone can relate to this. 1 second moment. Stop, ponder, and reflect with me about your 1 second. About your 1 second. Can you feel the overwhelming emotion? Whether exhilarating or sorrowful, the mixed combination and assembly of emotions in that 1 second can be changed by someone or something. In that 1 second, you can be hopeless, motherless, fatherless, childless, crushing your spirit, making you and others regret every 1 second they missed, regretting every 1 second that was taken away, regretting every 1 second, regretting every 1 second, regretting every 1 second. Now picture this. What do you see all around you? Police killings, black-on-black crime, suicide, depression, anxiety, homelessness, and people arguing over simple things like, you stepped on my shoe, you're not part of my set, you sneak dissed me, you cheated on me, and oh! The famous quote, what up, what you want to do? And what happens next in that 1 second? Gunfire, death, destruction, and families are broken, hearted, and mourning. Now, in your 1 second of pride, anger, stupidity, and jealousy cause a judgment of confinement, and now you're in a situation you can't escape or have freedom. Condemned to self-damnation. In your 1 second, did you think of your freedom, or do you not value your freedom? Or wasn't taught what freedom is, because in reality, what is freedom when you're bound by laws that is not conducive to you? The false hope and disappointment you see daily in your community, the broken promise of equality, the rise and fall of discrimination, racism, and classism that works against us, and in your 1 second, you vowed and said to yourself, my 1 second didn't matter. In your 1 second, my second didn't matter either. I openly scream, my 1 second matters. I openly scream, my 1 second matters. I openly scream, my 1 second matters. I get what's going on, but in my 1 second, I bring awareness. I am fighting. I am the upcoming Malcolm X that says wrong is wrong, no matter who does it or who says it. The future belongs to those who prepare for it daily. A man who stands for nothing will fall for anything. If you're not ready to die for it, then put the word freedom out your vocabulary. In other deeds, the proper value and respect for lifetime deserve determines success or failure. I am Martin Luther King. I have a dream. I am the men and women killed by cops across the world. We know the names. Let's pray that don't grow. But we all know the hate for our skin. It will happen again, and we've seen it. I am the missing women with no face and no one is looking for. I range in all ages, race, and they are selling me as sex slaves. Yes, I said a slave. It still exists. I am the brown versus brown of education who thought that segregating the schools would make a difference, and yet we have an achievement gap. I am the fallen soldier that fought for the country. I am the mothers and fathers of the slain by the hands of the police department that wants justice and peace. I am a mother, a father, daughter, son, husband, wife, friend who loves you unconditionally. I am me who trusts the God in me. I am working for a change in that 1 second given to me. So tell me, in your 1 second, how do you celebrate? In your 1 second, is it important to you? In your 1 second, do you worry? In your 1 second, do you make a difference? In your 1 second, are you making life decisions for yourself and others? In your 1 second, are you allowing your soul to speak? And in your 1 second, are you an influence? Or do you say, forget about it, it don't matter to me, this is my second, let me live and let me be? How important is your 1 second? 1/6 of a minute, which is 1/60 of an hour, which is about 1/12 of a time between sunrise and sunset. In the blink of an eye, the 1 second can change your life. You're either on sunrise or sunset, but you decide. But remember, someone else's life depends on your 1 second choice. Choose wisely. Soul of Me speaks. Here's Lloyd. Comma Cafe.
My friends, my loved ones. But in life, there's always a chance to grow from the struggle, from the pain, from the realness.
Hey world, yeah, I know it's been a while. Thought I'd come around and let you know what's up now. No album lately, so my mind is kinda up down. I still been taking care of my mama and them somehow. Disappeared from the scene and left my old team. Had to find a new approach to an old dream. And it's not to take a shot at my old team. I just want you to see, this is me. So please accept me for who I am, and please accept me for what I do. I'm just doing everything that I can, 'cause all I wanna be is true. So please accept me for who I am, and please accept me for what I do. 'Cause there's no me without you, and all I wanna be is true. And all I wanna be is true. Apologies if I ever let you down. But so much shit done happened that it's hard to talk about. So many losses that my lawyer said don't talk about it. Just had to pray and keep it cool till I can walk about it. Came home, held my sister as a child. Kinda hurt me 'cause I could have my own now. I lost my baby, damn, it's really getting home now. I just had to learn.
It's just me.
So please accept me for who I am, and please accept me for what I do. I'm just doing everything that I can, 'cause all I wanna be is true. So please accept me for who I am, and please accept me for what I do. Cry when no one is looking. Is the blame for this pain even caused by the shame of this fame I've been given? me is true. So please accept me for who I am. And all I wanna be is true.
All I wanna be is true.
And all
so
I wanna be is true.
That's showing that I'm true self.
And all I wanna be is true.
That's all they wanna be. That's all we all wanna be. It's true. And be accepted as true. And be accepted as ourselves. That's it. That's all we want to be. So here's Trey Songz, How Many Times. I know y'all like, dang, where's she going? I want y'all to understand that we got to accept the people for who we are, and we got to accept everything that's going around, but we got to take control. So how many times are we going to let things happen until we decide enough is enough, I take my life back? That's what I'm talking about tonight, taking our life back and being true and being protective and understanding and not being ashamed of being who you are. How many times?
Just gotta get some things off my chest. Tough times, I hope y'all holding up. We'll be alright, because we always is, but I'm feeling like this.
How many mothers have to cry? How many brothers gotta die? How many more times? How many more times? How many more marches? How many more signs? How many more lives? How many more times? Take a look around. Can you see it now? Don't be colorblind. Cause when they're killing mine, they'll try to justify. Oh, each and every time. Playing in the park, taking you a jog, sitting on the couch in your own house. Never seen a matter what we do. You think we don't matter, but we do. You got a problem cause the city on fire. But you're quiet when niggas die. Let the soul up out that body that we buried. You were God, now you no longer have to worry. It's so hard to sing these words out loud. All these beautiful, precious black lives lost in the name of senseless white pride. Tears falling from us. How many mothers have to cry? How many brothers gotta die? How many more times? Your rage when my people die. We ain't slaves, let my people fly. Now it's time, watch my people rise. How many mothers have to cry? How many brothers gotta die? How many more times?
Karma Cafe. I'm telling you, the Urban Hood Couch. sponsored by the SolomeSpeaks.com, MonstarRadio.com, Monster US Apparel, Painting, Elite Sway Management, eMonster.com. Bill, come back with us tomorrow. Yes, as we have Friday Night Live, you know, that's all about the music and getting you ready for the weekend. An inspirational Sunday that starts at 10 o'clock. And I'm telling you, you got to get there at 10, because by 10:30, oh, it's over. It's a quick inspirational nugget. That's what I call them, the quick inspirational nuggets. And then again on Monday, we have Monster is Monday, Takeover Tuesday, Wet Wednesday, and back again to Karma Cafe. Yeah, I know. I'm about to go back to who's bumping who, because this is just standing out to me. Jeffrey Epstein, and I don't know if you guys remember who he is, but he's the infamous person who molested all those kids back in the day. Well, his Palm Beach pad hits the market. He sexually assaulted many of young victims, and now it's on the market. A sex offender's crib is up for sale for $21,995. Or is that a million? 21 million. Excuse me, 21,000. It's heavily influenced by the Netflix docuseries Jeffrey Epstein, Filthy Rich, but not in a good way. It is 6 bedrooms, 7.5 bathrooms, and the house is over 8,000. It is in Palm Springs. It's a prestigious area. It's definitely open, and it's definitely got a dark cloud around it. And all these ladies who was sexually assaulted by him are dealing with something. That is why I decided to read this story right now. They're all dealing with something. And just imagine living in that house. And I'm not trying to say, excuse me, it's 22 million. I'm sorry. I said 1,000. It's 22 million. Tear it down. I mean, for real. Just tear it down. Why? That's almost like a cesspool of emotions that is allowing the victims to just remind them of the evil that was behind them doors. When there is evil, just tear it down. $22 million is not worth the heartache and the pain and the anguish that these girls, young girls, since 1997, started taking their lives away, their childhood, their security, their protection, the prey. Tear the predator's prey down. For $22 million, you can put something else up there. Not with the doom, not with the gloom, not with the stories, not hearing the children's echo or the cries, or not knowing that. Oh, I'm just saying, Palm Springs, Florida, just make it right. Just tear that nasty thing down. That's just my opinion. Whoever buys it, shame on you. I don't care. Shame on you. Well, if you buy it, tear it down and put something else over there, as put something as like a memorial or a center to help young girls. Put something up there that's going to bring something good out of it, not something that reminds them of hurt, pain, and anguish. I'm just saying, how many times do we got to sit there and let the rich just overlook the hurt that it was caused? Because he lasted a long time. But that's a whole nother story. That's a whole nother day. I ain't even going to get on my soapbox there. I'm about to play some more music. I'm just saying, oh, tear it down. Here's Usher and Ella Mai. Don't waste my time. I'm just saying, don't waste my time trying to sell that. This is what I'm saying. Y'all have a good night. And I'll see and talk with y'all tomorrow. DJ Liddy Lett, the host, one of the hosts of the most, also known as Miss Unbelievable. Like I said, big ups to my co-hosts, DJ E-Monster and Jazzy B. This is Camera Cafe. Vent Counts. See y'all tomorrow. Deuces. Love you much and really mean it.
Y'all know what this is.
My mind was changed. I'm glad you made intoxicated. The vibes are made. Good love in the air, baby, you know. In the rush, we've been at it where the time goes. You wanted to show me now. Cause I done had one too many drinks. And I know that you feel me the way I've been feeling you.
Tell me when you in it, better lay red. I know you wanna go there. I see it, stop front and come there. I know you can drive it, chauffeur. Anticipate your touchdown. Come put me down like right now. Let's be lovers and friends. Let's rendezvous. Boy, I got plans for you. Yes, I'm motivated. I'm yours for the taking. Look no further.
About to go now. So what you're saying, come and show me now. Fellas, if you with somebody and you know you want that body, then let me hear you say it out.
Good love, no questions. Reach out and just touch me. Bad habit, don't judge me. Just don't waste my time. Love and no questions.